Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. Today will be just kind of a quick little review or just heads up or kind of update stuff. So, just Danica and I, how are you today, Lava?
I'm doing good. It's math at training, so that is me and a little bug.
Ooh.
Yeah, so far so good. I feel like I can do this. Yeah. I give single moms a lot of credit. Doing good. It's gorgeous here. I don't know what it's like in Maine.
It's very sunny here too. Okay, where do we want to start?
Well, let's talk about this weekend.
Yeah, so I would say, I think personally, it was a good competition.
I agree. I think that the athletes that were there were good. Like, I think it was a good competition, yes. As far as, like, what packages were brought to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the facilitators are a little bit of a different story.
Yeah. I think from the get-go, so I went to an MPC show in April, but this is the first time that I've actually gone to a show since everything has been all up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It put a bad taste in my mouth. It wasn't, I mean, from the very beginning, from me emailing to ask about starting times, to my client asking about things, to emails that were put out to competitors, and then you and I can both speak on just, like, the way we were treated. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was the area. I have friends from Massachusetts, but they call them Massholes.
Right.
I'm sure Vermont has something. I'm sure Maine has something. But I just felt very disrespected the entire way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've done shows everywhere. I've done shows, yeah. Maine, Vermont. Oh, no, I haven't done a Vermont show, but I've coached at a Vermont show. I've done shows in Massachusetts. A lot of the shows are in Massachusetts. I've done shows Midwest, whatever. I have been a coach at all the different areas too. I have never felt so disrespected, and I went through periods of this, so we can talk the stages of my anger went. But I felt definitely almost discriminated against as well. Mm-hmm. And I also felt, I don't care where you're from, you're a leader of a company, and you should play the role as a leader, and the leader should have grace and finesse and tact when communicating with anyone, the public, right. Anyone. I mean, we can joke and say maybe the president of the United States is a bad influence right now for some people. But yeah. a good leader has tact. Or if they don't have tact, they have people who do have tact to communicate with people. Man, where do we start from there?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, yours is probably, like, the biggest thing. Your interaction was the biggest disappointment. Overall, I was just disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I was disappointed in how they treated you. So you can talk on that.
Okay.
I think it's fine to talk on it.
Yeah. So I was told that I was actually kicked out of the backstage of the show. First, the backstage area where coaches pay. We pay for bands, or our clients pay for bands for us to go backstage. And I was kicked out of the backstage area to help client pump up. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'll just let it slide, even though I had already been there earlier. And then later in the day, I was kicked out after all the pro show was done. I was kicked out of just being backstage with my client in the backstage area, where I would then be able to help her pump up back there, or just be checking in with her and being with her during the day, which is one of the things that, as a coach, you do.
Right.
And the reason why is because she said that it was an insurance liability to have a baby backstage, or a kid or child backstage. Now, she was in, 90% of the time she was in a carrier or in her car seat. I did put her on the floor or whatever, but her reasoning said was, her reasoning was that she was another human. So this is where I kind of, like, felt like she was lying. because she changed her story.
At first, wait, she said that she wasn't another human?
No, she said she was another human, so she couldn't be back there because she was another body.
Oh.
And then,
oh, Belle didn't have a trainer's path?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, and then later in the day she said, if someone bumped into me and I fell, it's a liability. And I said, well, wouldn't it be a liability even if I fell, period? Even if I didn't have Belle, or if Belle was just on the ground and she fell? Like, why? How would she's not going to slide around and fall if she's sitting on the ground. If right. someone bumps into me and she's wearing me, we could fall, yes. But what if I just fell?
Right.
So what's the difference?
Yeah, I felt like, because I thought a lot about this, and I feel like it's different if, say, it's a 4-year-old, maybe,
right.
or a 3-year-old that's, like, running around all over the place, and totally understand that, I then would politely say, is it okay if the kid isn't backstage, just to make sure that he's not getting into stuff, or I get that.
Mm-hmm.
A baby that is attached to you, mm-hmm. that is on you, and you are, it's your decision as her mom to bring her backstage. It's no one else's. And at the end of the day, it's your call. Mm-hmm. So that didn't make any sense to me at all.
There's no communication that wasn't okay beforehand. There was no, like, this is not allowed backstage. None of that. So how would I know? I could have drove all the way down there and, you know, my client could have been with me or whatever, and she would have had no one. So to fast forward it, after I did get, I made it a point that they were going to change my pass to her significant other so that he could be backstage for her, because the most important thing of the day is that my client had someone there for her, period.
Right.
I mean, I've been backstage before with no one, and it's okay, you can do it, but it's nice to have someone there to help you, whether pump up or just be with you. And yes, you can make friends as a competitor. It's really nice. But anyway, I digress. So in the end, my client had someone there, which is the most important, but what if she had no one else?
Right. And they did end up changing your pastor?
Yeah, they gave it to her significant other, which I was very happy about. I had to get out of it. So the problem was that I dealt with was I felt attacked and emotional, and I had to remind myself that about the 4 agreements that I always talk about, that mm-hmm. it has nothing to do with me, because I was really mad. I was mad, just felt, again, like I said, discriminated against, felt like I almost felt like they must have known that we were IPE pros, and then that's why,
yeah.
like, in a way, that's why I felt like they were treating us that, and then I was like, no, because then in my other brain, I'm like, you're not that big of a deal, so I said to myself, like, I don't, you're pasty pale, your hair is, like, lighter, you have 10 pounds on you, they probably don't recognize you, so get over yourself, so I did, and I get how some people may not want babies backstage or anyone backstage, but Belle's not crying. She's not a bad baby. So I get that. I understand that. So I was going through like all the different like stages of how to feel or not feel and try to take myself out of it. But just that was on top of how they were just rude communicating their
yeah.
diction, the way they spoke to people, the way they didn't speak to people. Was really, I just thought, turns it off.
Yeah, and it's frustrating too, because as like all of these organizations kind of merge together, try to work together to still be there ultimately for the athlete, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
right.
the reason why everybody's trying to work together is for the competitors, I would hope, and then to treat the competitors and their coaches and loved ones with disrespect, why would we want to come back?
Right.
Why would we want to promote you? Why would we want to come back? Why would we feel comfortable being a part of this sport when you're not being treated right? And it even went down to like people guarding doors. I understand that like there are some doors that are off limits, But there's a way to communicate, like, I'm so sorry, like, this is not an exit, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rather than, no, 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 no.
Right.
Where I was like,
and it wasn't
pardon
even,
you.
It wasn't even, like, an emergency door or exit. It was just a cross
just a door.
Through. Right. And
yeah.
A person should have been able to go through there if they had a ban. You didn't have to get, like, yelled at to, like, no, you can't come through here. You have to go around the corner. Like. I get it. I get it.
And see them again.
Right.
Like,
and just like
so you have to go completely around and then walk past them again. It's like, this is absurd.
No, you know those like cattle herder things for people in
yeah.
like banks. That's kind of what it was like. No, you can't come through here, the straight line. You got to go through round and round and round through the ropes.
Yeah. It was really obnoxious. And then like I was thinking too that. Oh, the kicker. I remember, and we might as well just put it all out there. The kicker was when we're watching everything happen from the auditorium, and we see a dog.
Yeah.
Oh,
or,
okay.
Or
so my baby
judges,
can't be here, but
right.
The dog is here?
Right.
Okay, cool.
And it's not like it didn't have a vest on it. It was like just a little yappy dog. And there was no supposedly food in the auditorium. And did you see the spread? Of those first two rows of food.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you can't be one way to one thing. And I get judges should have food and water because it's a long day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the signs were huge. Like, they covered up windows with the signs that said no food and anything. I'm just laughing. Like, it's just so hypocritical and be realistic here.
Yeah. So then a second part of this, like, I know that we could go on and on about it, but so I guess I'm still learning too, because I don't know a lot about any other organization. I know NPC, I know IFPA, OCB, I know a little bit about NGA, and I don't know as far as like judging criteria and, or not really criteria, but judges' feedback and how to achieve judges' feedback. So typically, as a judge myself, what would happen is we would have a piece of paper and during we would do judging, and then during their individual routines, we would be able to jot down little notes that we had so that we can provide feedback for each competitor. So we'd list the numbers, and I always felt like this is my job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like my job as a judge to provide feedback. So my competitor, obviously, everybody wants feedback. What can we improve on? What can we work on? Like, if this is something that you're going to invest energy in and time in and dedication, then let's go back to the drawing boards and what do we have to kind of reevaluate and look at? And we were told that we cannot email the judges because the judges will not be providing any feedback, that we should have came to the judges table at the end of the show. Completely end of the show.
After the amateurs went on too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
End of the whole entire show, go down to the judges and ask them. Or, if you really want your feedback, your coach should know what you need to work on. Okay, you're right, to some extent. Your coach should have a good eye on what you need to work on. But part of the reason to have judges on a judging panel is to have another eye and a different perspective to be able to tell you what are other things to work on so that you can attain that constructive criticism, talk to your coach, compare what your coach has too, and then move forward. So that really, really confused me. And I tried hard to like understand it and say, maybe some organizations do this. Maybe this is okay. Should we have waited the entire show to go down to the judging panel and ask them, are the judges really going to wait for every competitor after the show? Chances are probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I was just very confused by that. And again, I felt like as a competitor, if I were a competitor, I would have felt almost disrespected again. Like, what am I doing? Like, then why are you judging me? If you're not going to give me any feedback on what to work on, what are you judging? Like, why are you a judge?
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion on it.
One of the ways that they did it in the NANBF when I was out there for my IPA show was you could purchase feedback, which I thought was
really
which I thought was also kind of stupid, but you could also go to the after party and talk to the judges there if they which is something. So it's kind of the same idea, but at least you're not waiting at the show and there's something going on after the show that you guys can all kind of talk a little bit more.
Right.
Which was nice. And I've done that before other shows too that wasn't the requirement. But yeah, it was the delivery that it was given that was the problem. That was the delivery was the issue with how the person said, "Don't ask for feedback. Your coach should know." It was very disrespectful.
You're totally right. I think that the delivery of everything, if it was just, I talk about this with even my staff members here. Mm-hmm. Delivery is everything. When it is information that probably is not going to be received very well, but if you deliver it in a certain way where people can understand it and can kind of come to terms with, okay, like, that's the answer. Like, I knew that it could have possibly not be what I wanted to hear, but this is why that they're doing it this way, and that's okay. Then I probably would have felt a little bit better. My client would have felt a little bit better about it. I wouldn't have had a bad taste in my mouth about things. Like, you wouldn't have, like, you know, I understand, too, that it's a stressful day for anybody that is promoting a show or is in charge of, like, a whole competition. Heck yeah, that's stressful. Mm-hmm. And all the people that are helping you, like, yeah, it's stressful, I get it. But you also have a lot of people rely on, don't sign up and know that you're going to be stressed out if you know you're going to put, like, your ugly pants on. Mm-hmm. You're going to just be really bitchy and not tactful about things, because then you're not going to get anybody to come back.
Right.
And that retention isn't going to happen for you. And isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you're striving for? Especially when you have people who are really big on social media platforms and would love to blast information about your upcoming events. Mm-hmm. And
they'll do their
really. Right.
Yeah. So the other funny thing is, if you first delivered it the right way. So, I mean, I'm a brass person. I am definitely someone who people have to, especially in the past, I've had to learn how to communicate more efficiently. So it's not just like, don't be like, for me being like, stop being a fucking idiot and do your fucking job is kind of like what I want to say a lot. And I think you saw me like go through my emotions where I was like, I wanted to do something, say something. And then I was like, and I just like turned and walked away and breathed for a second.
Yeah.
Like if you're a leader, you should know, like you said, it's going to be a stressful day. But you should have in your arsenal of leadership, delivery, how to communicate. Even if you want to say you're a fucking idiot or get the fuck out of here, don't you know shit, I'm a kid, whatever it is. You should be like, hi, my name is so-and-so. Nice to meet you. I just have to tell you that, you know, can I just communicate with you something? Like, for me, it's a liability to have a baby backstage with you, and that's it. Or you have, hi everyone, it's so great to see you. I know you're really excited to be here, and I know that you're all really want to, even before you step on the stage right now, you want to improve your body, right? Yay, haha, funny, yes. Clap, clap, clap. But for the respect and the time of our judges, we're going to simplify this, and we're going to, if you want to, your feedback, please get it today with them at the end of the show, because it's going to be fresh in their mind. Instead of, don't email the judges. Your coach should know. Big difference.
Big difference.
Huge.
Same message.
Same. I don't even know what this is going to accomplish. I just know that for us, it's going to be something that we will be both very hesitant to recommend new clients to mm-hmm. go to their organization, whether it's an amateur or professional league of this, because it should trickle down. And if this is what's going to trickle down, then I don't want my clients to be in that environment. The funny thing is that she at least apologized to my client and offered her a free entry to a show. And I thought that was great, but if you would have had this tech before, she probably would have been a raving fan and created not just another show for you that she would have gone to, but it would have been like the one person tells five people, right, and that five people tells five people, instead of the other way that it's going to happen.
You know, I think it's good for anybody that is kind of in this organization as a coach, we've talked about this, like receiving feedback and being able to have that constructive criticism come to you. And it's not bashing. It's just, this is how we felt, and we're using our I statements.
Yeah.
You should be able to receive this information, look at it and say, okay, like what are some things I can work on? Like, what are some things that I can improve on? And I hope that if anybody within the organization does hear it, that they can look at it, not from like a defensive point of view, but just from like, all right, maybe there are some changes that could be made to better some shows or better the delivery of some things. And I mean, I know that Mike Halsey runs big shows and for the OCB, and he's always asking, what are some things that I can work on? What are some things that I can improve on? He asks the judges, and then he's always going back himself to drawing boards and being like, let's change this up. Let's switch this up for the competitors. Let's do this. Or he even puts it out there on Facebook and says, what are your guys' thoughts on, he did something with everybody getting a trophy, like there was one, like there's top five and then there's like runner up or something. Mm-hmm. Or do you guys agree with best poser? Or like, he puts it out there for everybody to ask and give their opinion, which is good. That's how you grow. Mm-hmm. That's how you better yourself. I hope that some changes maybe come from this.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We shall see.
And I don't want to make a judgment, but I am going to. I don't think this personality that was so abrasive will actually receive criticism, because if she did, she would, or they would, pardon me, if they did, they would already be working towards that, and this wouldn't have been a factor. Or she,
right,
or they would have apologized more efficiently, and like I said, or communicated more efficiently after being like, oh shit, I know I'm an asshole, I'm sorry, let me try that again, I apologize, I'm working on this, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, I haven't gotten an apology.
Well, you should.
I probably won't.
Other than that, how did your client do?
She did great. She came in second in her class, and she actually wasn't really expecting much because she didn't feel like she was ready for it. But one of the things I love about figure, because my client was a figure, her name's Nicole, is that grace and finesse. Like, I love the regalness of figure. It just, I'm just in awe when I watch figure girls because of that. And she has that. She has that kind of, that little bit of sass, but that very regal presence on stage.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And the girl that won definitely deserved to win. She had an amazing taper. This girl's waist was like one inch, and her shoulders were like 10. So it was really, she looked great, the girl that won, and my girl did really well too. So she used it kind of as like a warm-up, and she's gonna potentially do another show this weekend just to kind of get a feel for it, but then she is doing an NPC show coming up. So
awesome.
And then your girl did very well.
I was so proud of her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She got this top five in throw bikini, and I will say, like, totally agreed with first place, and I had Kara probably second or third, actually, and again, like, I don't know what the judges are necessarily looking at, but the lineup was awesome, top five, like, if you look at the top five, they all brought amazing physiques, and you could tell that they were pros, which was really good to see, and I think that Kara and I both know some things that we want to work on for her, and she had a great time, which really matters to me. Like, she felt good, she felt energetic, healthy, like she just overall felt really good. She didn't feel drained the day of the show, and that made me really happy. You know what was interesting is I always forget, just because I talk to Kara a lot, but I forget how big she is in, like, the social media world. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious to be like, Jason and I just walk in, and people coming up to her like, oh my god, Kara, take a picture with me. And I would just step back.
Yeah. She was like, she was very cool about it, too. She wasn't, yes. Yeah, I mean, she says all the time for people, too. I think it's really cool that she's like, yeah, come talk to me, I'm a normal person. Because she is, she's a normal person, she's really funny. She's super funny. My favorite thing, though, is that you don't watch the videos. Like, you don't watch her social media.
Yeah, there are some that I watch. So, I always get, because I subscribed to her YouTube channel, mm-hmm. I get, like, a notification that she posts something. So, every day I get, like, a notification. And there are some that I'll watch, like, if there's something, like, she did her posing routine. Mm-hmm. And I don't see her in person. So, I was like, okay, I want to watch her posing routine.
Yeah.
Or if she posts something like the emotional roller coaster of prep, if I'm not aware of something, mm-hmm. then it's a good way for me to check in to see, like, is she telling me everything?
Right.
But for the most part, I don't want to know. Like, I want her relationship with me to be, like, just via text.
Yeah.
And however she wants to communicate to, she is very truthful and honest with all of, like, her YouTubes and everything, but I don't like to watch it, and I don't like to, it gets my nerves up. I don't like to see comments. Like, I just want to be the coach that's hanging out in little Fletcher, Vermont. That's just chilling. It makes me, I feel more pressure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. Because then everyone's like, well, who's her coach?
Yeah, and I just want to do me. I just want to be your coach. And, like, yeah. I don't want to get tied up. And you know what it's like? It's like when I compete, mm-hmm. not when you, like, don't get caught up in, like, the competition.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's see, any other fun things?
Any other fun things? I slept like a fucking rock.
Seriously.
Seriously, good job, Belle.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that Belle did not wake up in the middle of the night. It's like she just went, meh, meh, but she didn't actually wake up, so that you could sleep. I actually slept pretty well, too, so I was pretty excited about that.
I know. It felt really good.
Yes.
Slept, like, deep indentations all over my body for hours. So I knew, like, yes, REM sleep. This is amazing.
Amazing.
It was awesome. But, and it was so... Oh, I was thinking earlier that, so you've never really seen me in an off season.
Right.
You've never seen me in an off season. You've, like, last year or the year, well, last year doesn't count because I was pregnant. The year before that doesn't count because I was, like, still show ready. Right. So that doesn't count. You've never seen me in a real off season. So when we were walking up, and you were like, "Oh, hello, booty." Yeah, my ass grows like astronomically. It's like this, like, it's its own entity. I invited it to the show. It came with us. This is great.
And it's 100% amazing. It's not. Girls, ladies would literally still kill to have your off-season body. I was looking at going, holy shit. Holy shit. Like, in
there's a legit butt there.
How? How could I ever be on that level? I look at my own body, and I'm like, it's just a little guy. Like, I don't know what's going on back there. Like, step your game up, bud. Like, let's go. Seriously.
Oh, my God. I swear, everything goes right to my ass cheeks.
I mean,
it's
not about how do you do it? How do you do it, Danica? How do you do it?
It's so stressful having everything go to my ass cheeks. I will say, though, I could not stop. I don't know if you noticed, but I couldn't stop looking at your tits. I was like,
really? Oh, okay.
No, I didn't notice, but yeah, you know those milk, that milk.
Those
filled.
Are some good milk tits, but yeah, they don't look like milk tits. Like,
really?
When? No, they just look like these voluptuous tits.
My husband's really creepy about it. He's like, he like stares like. So he's really tall, so he has a really good, like, view down my shirt half the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And he just, like, creepy, like, stares at me. He's like, ugh. I'm like, still not yours. Still Belle's.
They're still Belle's. They have, like, a stamp of her name on them.
Oh, it's funny.
Any other new stuff? How is your prep going?
Good. I just did my updates for, basically, it's my 4-week mark for prepping. So I'm officially, I guess I'm now 20 weeks out, and I felt kind of blah today. So yeah. I did absolutely I'm still doing no cardio. So a little update. He upped my food a little bit, and my weight is always kind of within a half a pound, either up or down. So it was about, I think it was about 2.2. So not a half pound, but whatever, 0.2 higher today than it was last week. But last week is 0.3 down, so whatever. Still, I guess, 1.1 down. Our goal isn't weight loss necessarily right now. He really just wants to continue on increasing food.
And food, yeah.
Yeah, I am really hungry, which is so funny because of all the food I'm eating. Like, I'm eating.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm actually really hungry, and I'm thinking maybe I just need to up my water more. So I'm going to do that little experiment on myself. Even though I drink at least 4 liters a day. So.
Yeah.
And then my workouts feel great though. Yeah. I feel like my strength is really improving. I feel really good doing them. I feel almost like empowered again. You know, when you work out and you're like, yes, I feel good.
Yeah.
And again, no cardio yet. And it was so crappy this whole week. So I didn't do any cardio, which when I say cardio for me right now is taking Belle out for a walk, or I walk every Thursday. Miss Mowry and I walk on the treadmill and do our talk therapy and just walk. And so that we do that for like 30-40 minutes. That's usually about it. I'll do some here and there if I'm waiting for a client.
Yeah,
it's nice that Mike joked and said I look like I'm melting away already, even though everything's pretty much the same. It's just getting a little bit maybe tighter.
Yeah.
So my underwear, like, they feel good. You know, we talked about that a while ago. The getting back into my regular underwear feels good. I'm wearing back to my before baby workout clothes, and they don't feel like I'm being suffocated or sausage that's stuffed into them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use the energy I have to push more workout. Like, today after this, I'm going to run to the gym and get a nice leg day in.
Ooh.
I know. Leg day on hump day. I mean, obviously.
Obviously.
Let's see. I think that's it. It's definitely, I'm tired, but just because I wake up with Belle, but that's why I'm tired, not because of that. But this morning, I was almost going to say to Andrew, like, I kind of got my Eeyore on today. Like, I don't know why I'm not shaken out of, like, not Tigger yet this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of like, murr. Like, I don't know why.
Don't you have a date night tonight?
No, maybe that's why. We aren't going to actually do it.
So
maybe I was, like, all excited, and I was like, no, okay, never mind. He has to work.
Okay.
Meh, meh.
Meh, meh. Well, maybe you should take your ER outfit off.
Yeah.
Put your Tigger on.
Right? Gotta get bouncy, bouncy. That's what the workout's going to do, hopefully, so.
I mean, every leg day is a best day.
Nice. 100%. Even when you're like, son of a bitch. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, hey.
Yeah. Especially, like, when you can't bend over to, like, tie your shoes.
Oh,
and it's not because you have a big belly in front of you that has a big man.
You just got that tightness. Well, if anyone is listening now, it's after the fact. But if you didn't scroll back to Wednesday and see your booty shot, how's your Wednesday looking?
My hump days?
Yes.
Good. I feel really good back into routine now. And that's kind of what I posted about. Like, it, I finally feel like I have a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I like my schedule. Ravenna likes her schedule. My work, like, it fits. It all fits, which feels good. Like, before, that's what I had. I love having routine in my life, and it feels good now having it, and my lifts have been really good. And you know what? I know I was wearing a lot of, like, those unitard things.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, wearing, like, good workout clothes makes your workout that much better.
Yeah. Look good, feel good, play good.
Oh, my God. So I, like, make sure, like, I'm going to keep my earrings on. And another deadlift.
I'm going to keep my earrings on. Oh, that's amazing.
That's what I've been doing, though. I'm like, I'm going to go get my nails done, keep my earrings on. And then I'm going to deadlift.
Hey.
Because this is all I got going for me. I may not have changed my underwear, but I'll keep my earrings on. No, I definitely changed my underwear, but.
That's funny. I love it. I guess the moral of this podcast is take yourself out of a situation, breathe. And wear earrings.
Wear earrings.
Because you can look and feel good.
Look and feel good.
Awesome. All right. Anything else we got? I don't think we got anything else. We just wanted to get something a little quick in and say congratulations to our clients, because that is really what it's all about. And they did a great job. We're both very proud of both of them. And we're trucking along here. Just a typical day.
Typical day.
Typical day. Mommies who lift. We will talk to you guys all soon. Let's see. We've got some fun things that we're trying to do. If you guys have anyone that you want us to interview or think of anyone that's like, hey, I think this would be a great interview podcast, then send them our way. Also, if you could like, rate, or share this, that'd really help. Because the more you rate this podcast, if you rate this podcast, then more people can actually see it and we'll get higher up in the... Hey, maybe this is a good one for you. So,
share the word.
Yeah, spread the word. Word, word, word. All right, so you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com or championchat360 Instagram. We're still working on Facebook. And hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
Bye.